Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Well, good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio Show. I'm Cecile DeReal and I am your host for Serving Up Diversity and Inclusion. And I have a wonderful guest here today. Our title is Do Women Help Each Other Succeed? And Should We? And Stacey A. Gordon is co-founder and chief human capital consultant, and her company is Career Incubator. And she has a lot of wonderful things to say, because we know that there are some basic principles that women need to help each other in ways that we either don't know or fail to feel it. And that, why is that the case? So welcome, Stacey.
Yes, good morning. Thank you.
So let's talk about some of those basic principles and that women need to help each other. What does that really mean? Because I know often we tend to go sometimes to get help from male counterparts and forget about the women.
Well, I think that a lot of times the reason that happens is that we've been shut down and we're conditioned, right, to believe that women are catty and that we don't help each other, and we've got the queen bee syndrome. And I think that we have to change that. And that's one of the reasons that I started Career Incubator, is because behind every woman should be another woman helping. And so, you know, to answer that question, I truly believe that we should be helping one another. And I think that some of those basic principles are the fact that, one, we know, at least we have an idea of what other women are going through. And so we should be the first to assist rather than put down or deride, or, you know, in many cases, we just choose not to assist. And so doing nothing is just as bad as actively preventing someone from succeeding.
And are we really afraid to take that step?
Definitely, I think we're afraid because our own situations are so tenuous, right? We're not fully planted in or even fully confident in our position within the company, within an organization, within, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. And so if you're not feeling fully confident and comfortable in your situation, you cannot then turn around and try to uplift someone else. And so there is a lot of fear for yourself, but also fear that somebody else's actions might reflect badly on you should you refer them.
And so is there a way that we can kind of get started? Say, for example, you and I have met and we know about each other, and I have asked you some questions about what you're doing, and you have responded to tell me, and you've asked me some of the things I'm doing. So what is the next step after that?
So as an example, just last night, actually, I had an event for a group of women. And the purpose of that was that we can get to know each other better, because I think part of our reluctance to refer and to help others is we don't really know each other that well. So somebody comes to you and says, oh, I need assistance, or I have a question. You kind of give them this look like, well, who are you? And so I think part of, and I'll even say, I don't know that men have this issue. I really don't. But that might be a whole other conversation.
And I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like as a man, if you need assistance, you just call and you it somehow it happens, right? There's an obligation. I don't know. Maybe it's because they don't want to seem like someone that doesn't help, but I think they have the opposite reaction, right? Whereas with women, we have this thing, we have to know who you are, we have to know all about you, I need to know who your firstborn is, who you're married to, and you know all these things about you before I can say, yes, I'll help. And even then, it's with a caveat, right? And so it's like, sure. Why do we make each other jump through all of these hoops? So I think, you know, next steps is if I meet you, I just need to know, how can I help you? So last night we had our event, we had 20 women get together, and our purpose was, I was like, all I want to know from you is who are you, why are you here, and how can we help you?
Right.
And so at the end of the night, you've got 20 women. Yes, definitely. So at the end of the night, you have 20 women who've said, this is what I need, this is what I want, this is how you can help. And we're all scrambling, going, okay, let me look at my Rolodex. Let me see who, you know, who I've got. You know, if they're looking for a speaker, I had people looking for a job, I had someone looking to change careers. I had someone who was looking for some assistance with her taxes. I mean, there's just all of these different things. And, you know, someone else had an event happening and they needed support. They needed people to be there. We had people looking for sponsors for, you know, funding and grant writing. I mean, the list goes on. But we realized there was somebody in the room that could help personally, or they knew someone that could help them. And that's our purpose. So we get together quarterly to do this, to make sure that we are helping others. And then we invite more people in. So our goal is to grow this network and really to change that mindset of women, so that we are all doing this naturally and not necessarily needing to get together, you know, in an event to remind you to do it.
That's wonderful, and I like that. Because, see, I like to talk to other women to see what's going on in their lives, and then I can determine if they want to know about my life, you know, so that we can support each other through our, like you said, other references and those kinds of things. And I know you like to remind people that the smallest favors can have a huge impact. And something that's insignificant to us can mean the world to someone else. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Yes, definitely. You know, it's like there are times when somebody might call and say, I need a favor. And immediately in our head we think, oh, I don't have time, I can't do it, right? But sometimes it's something really simple, something that, it could be the smallest thing. It could just be picking up the phone and making an introduction for somebody. That introduction could mean the world to the other person. They're not asking you to refer them and say that you're the best thing since sliced bread. They're just asking for an intro because they're trying to get, they just want to talk to this person. And then what they do after that is up to them. And so a lot of times we think that we have to do these grand gestures to help people. And it's like, no. You know, sometimes it's just very, very simple. But a small thing can make a huge difference in somebody else's life. It can have huge impact on their business, on their career. you know, as an example, I had a friend Saturday was having something that was happening with her job, and she needed assistance. And I said, okay, I'll come. I showed up. I was there for an hour. I left. That made a difference for her, because she needed to have people there to support her and to support her program. And so, you know, for me, it would have been easy to say, oh, it's Saturday, I'm busy, I've got stuff going on, and to not show up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's part of that small thing that we can do for other people, is sometimes people just need you to show up.
Yes. And I think also, Stacey, that sometimes women are afraid to ask for help because, and if that's the difference between men and women, you know, men will come together, and I've worked with men in the past and in various organizations, and immediately they say, listen, I got this issue, and I'm coming to you because I'd like you to help me. Give me some input. You know, give me the five things I need to do. Why do we hesitate so much in that? Are we really afraid? And I know you're kind of addressing it already. But are we that concerned that we'll either give something away or it'll seem that we're not very good at what we do?
Both.
Both.
And I think it's regional. Because, again, we were talking about this last night, and so I'm originally from New York. And networking in New York is very different than networking here in Los Angeles, where I am now. And
in what way?
I was talking to a friend who's also from New York, and we were talking about the fact that when you're in New York, there's a different energy. It's okay to kind of walk up to people, say hello, introduce yourself, and but here people are much more guarded. I am generalizing, but there is quite a bit of a difference. You really see it, especially when you've lived it. And so one of the things we were actually talking about was just that topic of the fact that people don't want to share. They're like, you ask, well, what are you working on? Well, you know, I can't really say, but it's going to be great. Okay, well, how am I supposed to help you if you can't tell me what it is that you're doing? And you know what? What you're doing is not so special and it's not so spectacular. And and what you're doing is so much work that no one wants to steal what you're doing. Believe you me, no one wants it. But we do want to help. So walking around with this guarded, this gate up and just, putting everyone at arm's length doesn't help you at all. It actually is counterproductive to what you're trying to do. And then secondly, there's that fear, as I said, that, if you are in a position and somebody asks you for assistance and you don't know them that well, you don't want to stick your neck out. So there's this fear of, well, if I was the one that introduced her, then I'm the one that's going to get the blowback from that if she doesn't do well in that role. And so I think there's two things there that we have to resolve. One is just culturally, we have to stop that, right? We should encourage people to refer others. And if something happens with that person that was referred in, why should it reflect poorly on the person that referred them? It should reflect poorly on the person that did a poor job.
Right.
And so we also have to start looking at how we keep people accountable. If I messed up, why is that your fault?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to have to tell you why that's your fault. it also comes to that. But there's also the idea that we all want mentors. And what I find many times in that particular answer, this particular question, is that sometimes we as women will go to a man to find out something and ask them to be a mentor rather than looking at our sisters.
Well, and that goes back to, because the men have the power. If I want something, I'm going to go to the person that has the ability to give it to me. And culturally and organizationally, it's usually the men that are in power. So you're going to go to the man. Now, there are women in power, and other women will go to them, but there's fewer of them, right? We only have 14% of women in the executive in the C-suite, right? So if we've only got 14%, that leaves 86% that's going to be men. So guess what? We're overwhelmingly going to be going to men because you want to go to the person that can actually affect your job and actually get you what you want. So until you change the numbers of women in power, you're not going to be able to change the numbers of women who are seeking out men as mentors.
And how easy is it to find a mentor?
It's very easy. I think we do need to stop always looking for that C-suite person, right?
I agree.
Again, through Career Incubator, we do these regional events called Mentors and Martinis Mixers, and we do them because this exact reason, that everyone comes wanting to find a mentor. And so it's really funny because people come to this and they think, oh, I'm going to get a mentor. And then they kind of get a little frustrated when they find out, oh, that's not what I'm here for. And we explain to them, we've brought you together because you can be a mentor. Turn around to the person next to you, talk to them, find out what they need, help them. Guess what? You're now their mentor. And so there is such a what's the word, a chasm, there's a gap, right? Everyone's looking for a mentor, but no one wants to be a mentor. Well, you can't find mentors if no one wants to be one. And part of the reason people don't want to be one is because they say, well, I'm not ready. I haven't reached that top level. Well, guess what, sister? You and, you know, the rest of the women haven't reached there either, but we're going to have to pull each other along the way. So we're going to have to change our definition of mentor. We're going to have to change our definition of success. We're going to have to help each other in order for us to get to that point that we all want to get to.
And I think a lot of times, Stacey, because I agree with you with what you're saying, I think a lot of times people are afraid to even seek a mentor because they may think, oh, they're going to think I want to do everything with them or they're going to do everything for me, those kinds of things. And I think it's really important, and I know I do it when I'm looking to mentor someone or I'm being asked to mentor someone, I really make sure I actually define what my role is.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Most definitely. You know, by being able to define your role and figuring out exactly what it is that you want, you know, people will go, the reason that people are reluctant to be a mentor is because we're not good mentees. We come in expecting that the mentor is going to lay things out for us. That's not their job. You have to know, if you want a mentor, you need to go in to a mentor and say, this is specifically what I need assistance with. This is why I'm coming to you, because I think you can help me with this particular problem or issue or whatever it is that I have, and I believe you have the expertise for this. And so what I need from you is this, this, and this. Are you able to do that? No one does that.
Right. And that's
because
good.
Then
that
you have set
really
the expectation. Well, it's very critical, and then you've set the expectation for the mentor, because at that point they can say, they can look at that and say, oh, yeah, I can do that, no problem, or you know what, I can't right now. I really have a lot on my plate, but I do know someone that can assist you.
Right, and I often...
And so people are afraid of that no.
Of course they are. Yeah, I was just about to say that. Plus, when someone is looking for a mentor, then I want to ask the questions, what is it you are looking for, and what would you like my role to be as your mentor? And that makes a tremendous difference.
And most of the time they don't know.
They don't
and
know.
And so they should not be looking for a mentor until they can answer that question.
Right. And we're halfway through, and right now I'd like if you would, for the people who are calling in, if they would like to reach you, how might they reach you? Through an email or through the phone, through the website? Would you share that with us all?
Yes, so my website is mycareerincubator.com. So Career Incubator, as I said, is our company name. The website is mycareerincubator.com. And there we have articles and resources for really helping professionals of color and women to make it to that next step in their career, because our goal is really to help us to take charge of our career and stop waiting for somebody to tell you that, that now it's time for, you know, for that promotion, or now it's time for you to take on that assignment. You need to be looking within your organization and deciding what you want to do and then moving forward and gravitating towards it and preparing yourself. And again, we're really about being proactive rather than reactive.
And what I understand about Career Incubator, it's about building a community of diverse professionals and then aiding them to build the necessary relationships. And you have something there that's called the four C's. Can you share with our listeners what that is?
I'm sorry, I missed that. You said we have a...
The four C's.
Oh, the four C's, yes. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm getting over this cold, and so the more I talk...
That's okay, you sound wonderful.
The more... But yes, we actually recently updated our website. And so probably between the time that I agreed to do this interview and today, within the last couple of days, we've relaunched our site. And so it's actually brand new and looking really great. And you don't actually see the four C's on there, but it's embedded in what we do. And those C's are career and coaches and our connections and the companies that we work with. So all of that, really, what it's saying is that as part of our community, our goal is to help you within your career. And it is a really huge undertaking because most people, you know two people have the same career wants and needs. And so our goal is to be able to provide that community where you can find the resources. We really aim to just be a starting point for you. So our coaches are there to be able to assist you, whether it's, you know, figuring out what your next step is going to be in your career or figuring out how to make a career change or, you know, wanting to get to that next level. We're here to help with identifying goals and helping you to reach them. And then our community, you know, again, taking into account, like I said, what I talked about with mentors, that everyone can be a mentor. Mm-hmm. As we match people up and we help them to find others like themselves so they can stay accountable, we have we call accountability partners. Because once you say your goal out loud to somebody else and then they check in with you to see if you're doing it, you are much more likely to actually hit that goal when you know that you're going to be accountable to somebody else for things that you said you're going to do. So it's really a resource for putting things in place to help you get to whatever that goal might be.
And so it sounds like, too, that when someone is looking for a mentor, they also need to have their questions responded to and look at, you know, kind of what's their goal when you want to hire a mentor. It's kind of like as that individual, it's important to say, here's what I'm looking to do, here's where I'm not being successful, and that's kind of tells that mentor exactly what they need to do. Do you agree with that?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's really about planning your career. We spend more time planning vacations than we do planning our careers.
That's very
and
true.
It is very true and very sad.
It is. Because it's
so our goal.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's sad because if they're not really clear, then there's no way they're going to get help.
Right.
And sometimes
right.
We as women hesitate to ask for that help and be very specific about it.
Well, and I think it's what you said, that we don't ask for help because we don't know what we want. I mean, I'll even say my
right.
own mom, we were having this conversation on Sunday. And I just said, Mom, you know, she's like, I'm too old to make a change. It's just, you know, it's not going to work. And I was like, Mom, I said, you are already putting up all of these roadblocks and you've been doing this for
mm-hmm.
so long. I'm like, if you would have spent the time rather than putting up all of these roadblocks and, you know, actually working towards what you wanted, you would have had it by now.
Yeah, that's
but instead,
true.
You've spent the last couple of years talking about all of these excuses. I'm like, if you could even spend 5 minutes a day working towards what you wanted, you'd have it. You'd be a happy woman.
Yes. And, you know, and that is true. And I know you're the author of the successful interview, 99 questions to ask and answer, and some you shouldn't. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about that?
Yes. So I wrote that book because at the time, I was doing a lot of recruiting, and I was seeing so many women that were not prepared for their interviews, and I would spend time preparing them, and they would ask the same questions over and over again, and I felt like, and so I was like, okay, this is a time where a book would help.
Yeah.
So I wrote down a number of questions, and I would say it's not something that is there for you to memorize. The purpose of that book is for you to go through some of the questions and to get yourself so comfortable answering questions about yourself that no matter what somebody says to you, you can answer it because you know who you are, you know what you want, and you've answered those questions in so many different ways that it doesn't matter what question they come because they might not ask any of the questions that are in that book, but it won't matter because you'll be so prepared and so used to speaking about yourself and so confident in your answers that it's really not going to matter what question they ask you. And the purpose of that also is in being prepared, you are then confident. And the more confident you are, the higher the likelihood is that you will get the job.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. We're at the end of our program. And for those who may want to reach you, would you once again give them your email address or your web address?
Yes, so the web address is www.mycareerincubator.com, and my email address is stacy@mycareerincubator.com, and that's S-T-A-C-E-Y.
You have been terrific, and I so appreciate your answers to the questions. And for those of you listening, if you really have some interest in having a mentor or being a mentor or her book, then go ahead and go on her website or give her quick email so that she'll know what to do. And
I totally forgot that we're actually having a great workshop on April 30th. So for those of you that are listening in the LA area, information is on the website. We would love for you to join us for that workshop.
Oh, that's great. And I'm in San Diego, and I could probably join you too. I can drive up
yes,
there.
Yes, we'd love to see you.
Okay. Well, we will be back next Monday with another leading lady. So please try and join in if you can. Thank you so much. I'm Cecile, and I hope you have a wonderfully blessed week.
Thank you.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.